July 4th, 2014. I am your Jesus, born incarnate. Today your country celebrates its independence, an independence which in many ways is in jeopardy today. This is true as you have elected leaders who do not respect individual rights as outlined in your Declaration of Independence and your Constitution. True independence will only return to you when you are freed from the bondage of sin, in particular, the sin of abortion. This sin has become a lucrative business. Therefore, self-interest perpetuates it, and people are unable to see abortion as an evil. This is all a deception of Satan. Church leaders need to point this out and lift the confusion. Freedom carries with it grave responsibility. A country will only be as free as it is living in the truth. Departure from the truth is evil and encourages evil. You can see this in regards to other nations, but you do not recognize it in your own. You must place the truth of good versus evil above all else. Do not let title or authority, love of reputation, money or power, deter you from this course. Cling to your freedom to pray when and where you desire. Under no circumstances allow anyone to come between your heart and mine. Put all your efforts towards good. There is no good law or good interpretation of law that should keep you from doing good, the will of my Father. Remember, Satan encourages confusion and miscommunication. I am clarity of purpose. A note is given to read Philemon chapter 1, 4 through 6. I thank my God always when I remember you in my prayers, because I hear of your love and of the faith which you have toward the Lord Jesus and all the saints. And I pray that the sharing of your faith may promote the knowledge of all the good that is ours in Christ. Also read 2 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 5. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word, be urgent in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, and exhort, be unfailing in patience and in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own likings, and will turn away from listening to the truth, and wander into myths. As for you, always be steady, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry.